نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. آمين يا رب العالمين. Alhamdulillah, we learned many lessons from Surah Al-Kahf so far. This surah serves as a great source of guidance for all of us. Today we will cover ayahs 45 to 49. We will see what lesson this surah is trying to teach us today. It is very important to realize whenever we come to learn the Quran, we must constantly remind ourselves that I am about to learn the speech of Allah, my Rabb, my Master, my Sustainer. And this is not an ordinary matter. This is not an ordinary speech. Not a speech or advising from a person, but speech of my Master, my Sustainer, that we are going to understand and learn. For this, we need cleanliness and purification of the body and mental preparation as well. Body and clothes should be clean, and our mind should be alert. In addition, we should not involve ourselves in useless, vain things, especially excessive laughing and joking, because it hardens our heart. We must also prepare our hearts for learning. This we do by remembering the greatness of Allah. Whenever we forget, we must remind ourselves that I am about to learn the speech of Allah. So let's begin with word meanings of ayahs 45 to 49. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wadhrib, and strike, put forth, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being told. Lahum, for them. Mathala, example, al-hayati, the life, ad-dunya, the world, kama'in, ka, like, ma'in, water, anzalnahu, anzalna, we sent down, who, it, min, from, as-sama'i, the sky, tahtalata, then mixed, mingled, from ho lam po, bihi, with it, and he is referring to the water, nabatu, plants or vegetations, al ardu, the earth or the land, fa asbaha, then became, hashiman. This is from the word hashimim. Hasham means breaking, cutting to shreds, especially breaking of dry, hollow matter. As the grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was called Hashim, his real name was Ammar. Why was he called Hashim? This was because he was the first one to introduce stew of meat mixed with broken pieces of bread. There was a drought in Makkah at his time. When he traveled to Sham, which is the area of Syria and Jordan today, he brought back sacks of flour. When he returned, he slaughtered camels, made it into stew, and made bread, which he cut up in pieces and mixed in the soup. This was the first time the people ate well after a long period of drought. And he would also serve the people coming for Hajj with this food as a hospitality. So he became known as one who broke to pieces. So hashiman means dry stubble. Dazruhu scatters it. Al-riyahu, the winds. Wagana, and was. Allah, ala, upon. Kulli, every, all. Shay'in, things. Muqtadira, one, all able and powerful. Al-malu, the wealth. Walbanuna, and the sons. Ibn is singular for son. Banun is sons, in plural. Zinatu, adornment. Al-hayati, the life. Al-dunya, the world. Wal-baqiyatu, and the ones that remain. Al-salihatu, and the ones that are righteous or virtuous. Khayrun, better. Inda, near. Rabbika, your Rabb, sustainer, or your Lord. Thawaban, in reward. Wa khayrun, and better. Amala, in hope. This is from the root word Hamza Mim Lam, as this is also a name, Amal, and it means hope. Wa yawma, and day. Nusayiru, we set in motion or make to move. Al-jibala, the mountains. Wa-dara, and you see. Al-arda, the earth. Barizatan, from ba-ra-zay, it means one leveled plain. Wa-hasharnahum, and we will gather them. Falam, then not. Nughadir, from ghain dal-ra, meaning traitor, one who leaves his nation or deceives his nation. So here Nughadir means we will leave. Minhum, from them. Ahada, anyone. Wa uridu, this is from Ain Ra Dod. It means to present, and here it means they were presented. Ala, upon. Rabbika, your Lord, Rabb, or sustainer. Saffan, in rows. Laqad, certainly. Ji'tumuna, this is from Ja'a, which means to come. Ji'tumuna, it means you came to us. Kama, just as, or like. Khalaqnakum, khalaq means created. Na means we. Kum, you. So we created you. Awwala, first. Marratin, turn or time. Bal, nay, rather. Za'amtum, you claimed or asserted. Allan, that will never. Naj'ala, we will make. Lakum, for you. Mawida, an appointed or promised time. Wawudiya, and was placed. Al-kitabu, the book. Fatara, then you will see. Al-mujrimina, those who are the criminals. Mushfiqina. Mushfiq means one fearing, and this is the singular, but mushfiqina is one fearing, a plural. Mimma, from what? Fihi, in it. Wayakuluna, and they will say. Ya waylatana, this word is hard to explain, because it shows an emotion. This is something one feels when they see something terrifying or dreadful. We could write it as, oh, woe to us. This word is also from wail, as wail is a valley in hell and also means destruction. But we can write it as, woe to us. Mali, what for? Hatha, this. Al-kitabi, the book. La, not. Yughadiru, it leaves behind. Saghiratan, any small. Wala, and nor. Kabiratan, any big. Illa, except. Ihsaha, counted it. Wawajadu, and they find. Ma, whatever. Amilu, they did. Hadira, one presented. Wala, and not. Yadhlim, deals unjustly, or does wrong or injustice. Rabbuka, your Rabb or Lord. Ahada, anyone. Alhamdulillah.